In Haiti, giant earth movers are tearing away at the rubble from last month's devastating earthquake. It's a sign the recovery process is underway, but as NPR's Tamara Keith tells us in this reporter's notebook, people are still afraid to go indoors.
There are plenty of buildings standing in Port-au-Prince. They weren't all destroyed. Some have barely a noticeable crack. But no one trusts them. And why should they, when so many cement structures that seemed so sturdy turned to dust in moments? I met Françoise Timo as it was just getting dark. She was sitting on lawn furniture on the sidewalk in front of her house. Her 75-year-old mom was there, too, both of her arms in casts. Their house looks perfectly fine, but every night they roll out a carpet on the sidewalk here and try to sleep. During the day, they pretty much stay outside, too.
Like, we don't stay inside, but we run every time that we are going inside. Like, if we want to go to the bathroom, we run and then do it quickly and then run out.
Even some barber shops have moved outdoors. Luxon Fonfon is giving one of his regular customers a tight trim on a street corner. He pulled his clippers out of the rubble of what was once his barber shop and is using car batteries for power.
People have been offering me some cement houses to use for my barber shop, but I refuse. If I find something wood, maybe I will go indoors.
His customers seem happier outside anyway. For so many people now, home is a tent made of sticks and cotton sheets. Mary Celia Joseph lives in a tent camp at a park in Patienville. Her walls are a flimsy floral print. She doesn't like it here, but she doesn't have much of a choice. At night, the men stay up to keep watch on the camp. They're looking out for thieves and creatures known as loups-garous. As people here talk about them, I feel like I'm at summer camp all over again. But the fear is so real. The folktale is that these demons can change shapes and that they kill children in the night.
Before sleeping at night, I pray and I put my Bible under the pillow of my children so that I can keep the loups-garous, the fiends, away from them.
The loups-garous have been part of Haitian mythology for ages, but the fear is greater now, perhaps because so many people are sleeping outside. A man comes up to me. He's the head of the night watch committee. I ask him about the loups-garous, and he tells me about something much more real, much more frightening. There are 250 kids in this camp, he says. They're hungry. They desperately need food and medicine. Rain will come soon, and the bed sheets aren't going to protect them. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
This is NPR News.